Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. And we'll start with Iboilahu, which is the third line from the top. And the Gemara presents a suffix. We vacillate back and forth with regard to a non-Kohen who eats the grains or the fruits of Truma, Beshogeg. He didn't realize it was Truma. And he has to pay with Peros. He's got to pay with fruit or grains that will now become Truma. That's his payment. And the Gemara vacillates. Kshu Mishalem, when he pays, Lefi Mida Mishalem, O Lefi Dami Mishalem. Does he pay per volume? We figure out volume X of Peros of Truma that he ate, and he has to replace that with the same volume. Or should he pay Lefi Damim based on the value on the market of this Truma? And the Gemara now is going to tell you in what cases there's no issue whatsoever, and then in what scenario there is an issue. Kol Hecha Dmei Kara Shavya Arba Zuze Ulabasof Shavya Zuza. If there was a reduction in price, what we call deflation. So at the time that he ate the truma, it was worth 4 zuzim for that amount of truma that he ate. And now when he's coming to pay for the truma that he ate inadvertently, it's worth 4 times that amount. It went up 400% in price. I'm sorry. It went down 400%, meaning it was originally worth 4 zuzim, and now there's deflation, and it's only worth 1 zuz. Now, what did he eat from the Kohen? In other words, what did he take from the Kohen? He took from the Kohen, in this case, 4 zuzim's worth of peros of Truma. That's its value on the market. So the Gemara says, Lo tiboy lecha. In such a case, he can't get away with it and say, well, today it's worth, you know, 1 zuz, but nevertheless, I'm giving you the exact volume of truma that I ate. Vadei mei kara mishalim. He's definitely going to be boxed in, locked in, to pay 4 zuze. And that's lefi domin. In this case, where it was worth more at the time that he ate the truma, there's no issue, there's no question, hands down. Why? Delogara migazlan. And we have a principle that if somebody steals something and it was worth X at the time of the gzela, now when he comes to pay, it's worth X minus, it's gone down in value, he has to pay kishas hagzela, he has to pay the higher price as it was at the time of the theft. Disnan the submission of a kama on daf tzadi gimel and beis kol gazlonim mishalmim kishas hagzela. Now, what the Gemara is pointing out here is that with regard to truma and payment for the truma, there are two dimensions. This is a very lumdisha piece of Gemara. Conceptually, the payment of truma in a case of a zar shachal truma b'shogeg, has two dimensions, wears two hats. On the one hand, it's gzela. He stole truma that has a value from the coin. He has to pay like any gazla. On the other hand, there's what's called kapara. Kapara means that in addition to theft, which we could classify as a monetary violation, there's also a ritual violation, so to speak. He was a czar who ate truma, which is a chiv misa bidei shemaim. It's a very serious offense. And within the context of paying for the avera and being penalized for violating the kedushas truma, a czar shachal truma, he's got to pay for a kapara. He needs to atone for his sin. It's very possible that within the realm and the regulations that govern kapara, all he has to do is replace the volume of the fruits that he ate and then it becomes truma. But within the realm of gzela, in addition to the kapara dimension that he needs to achieve for zarus, he needs also to pay up the kohen for that which he stole from the kohen. And the truma was worth X amount of money. In this case, it was worth 4 zuzim when he stole it from the kohen. So when the victim of gzela loses 4 zuzim, because at that time he could have sold it on the market for 4 zuzim, that's exactly what the gazlan has to pay. And in this case of a zar shachal truma, he's no better than a gazlan. Again, as far as the dimension of kapar is concerned, those beat to a different drum. But as far as the dimension of gzela is concerned, kol gazlanim mishalmim kikshasa gzela. And therefore, no doubt, he would have to pay 4 zuzim's worth of grains to replace the truma that he ate. And again, in order to achieve 4 zuzim's worth, he's going to have to basically come up with 4 times the volume of what he ate at the time of the theft. Kiti boilach, but here's the question that we were vacillating about. Demei kara shavya zuzi ulebesof shavya arba. Not deflation, but inflation. And the same volume of truma that at the time that he ate it would have sold for 1 zuz, today that volume sells for 400% of that value. My, what shall we say? Shall we say, lefi midu mishalim? Does the czar who ate the truma have the right to say, look, here's the exact measurement, the volume of what I ate. I'm replacing it. The Amrina lay, and we're going to say to the czar, griva achal, griva mishalim. You stole a sa'a's worth of a certain volume of peros of truma, and now you will pay that exact volume. And that's called lefi mida mishalim. Once he replaces it, he has fulfilled his obligation. Paradoxically, he is giving back to the Kohen 400% in its value of what he ate. O Dilma, or should we say no, Lefi Dami Mishalim. He pays the value that he stole. In this case, and again, he didn't deliberately steal, but he stole from the Kohen 1 zuz worth on the market of Truma. Let him pay 1 zuz worth. Is bezuza achal bezuza mishalim? And basically, in this case, if you hold lefi dama mishalim, he's going to actually be replacing 1/4 of the volume of truma that he ate. But that 1/4 of a volume of truma that he ate, because of the price rise, the inflation of truma, is worth the exact amount that he stole. And that's called lefi dama mishalim. Rav Yosef Toshma, I'm going to bring you a brisa and prove from the brisa. The brisa says, achal grogros. He ate dried figs. Dried figs are knapper. They're not worth so much. But vishilem lo tmarim. He paid back the kohen with dates. Dates are more expensive on the market. And the brisa describes this Jew who inadvertently ate Te'enim, and he paid back Te'enim of Truma, and he paid back in Tmarim, Tavol of Bracha, may be blessed. In other words, he went beyond the letter of the law. So the Gemara now analyzes that statement of the Brice. I'amrit bishleim lefi mida mishalim. If you're going to hold that, forget about value. He's paying the exact volume of Truma and replacing it with the same exact volume. And he could have easily have replaced it with tmarim, with te'enim, with figs, because he took figs. And instead, this tzaddik gave tmarim with the same volume of tmarim. It's worth who knows how much more than the te'enim. Is amtulahachi as a result, tavolav bracha, di achel gvir de grogros, de shav yezuzi, that volume of figs on the market is worth 25% of Kogyahiv, of that which he gave, a Gvira Ditmarim, the same volume of dates, the Shaviar Bo, that are worth 100, instead of 25, they're worth four times that amount. And therefore he deserves a bracha. But Ela'i Amrit Lefi Damim Mishalim, if you're going to tell me that whether he pays back in Tmarim or in Te'enim, it's irrelevant. He's got to pay back something that on the market is valued at the same price as what he ate. Is therefore, Amai Tova Lo Bracha, why does he deserve a great blessing? Bezuza Achal, Bezuza Kamashalim. He will actually give back dates which are in volume one quarter of the volume of the figs that he ate. Because one quarter of the volume of Tmarim vis-a-vis Te'enim is worth the same Zuz as the Te'enim. He's paying Lefi Damim. So what difference does it make whether he paid the same volume of Te'enim that he sold, or he paid back one quarter of the volume of Tmarim? At the end of the day, he's paying exactly what he took. Rabbi Liolam Lefi Damim Misham. I can reconcile this Brisa and the Bracha that he deserves, even if he's paying back one quarter of the volume that's worth exactly what the cheaper Te'enim would be worth. Amai Tovel Abrocha, the Achal Midid Lo Kofetz Alei Zvini. It's very hard to sell figs on the market. People just don't buy figs. You may find somebody who's going to buy the figs. You're going to have to run around for a couple hours until you find a buyer for figs. But Tmarim are in great demand. And therefore, although he's paying back the exact value on the market of what he ate, but nevertheless, he's giving the Kohen the advantage of being able to easily sell something, in this case, Tmarim. Everyone's jumping on him. Please sell me these dates. They're so rare. So for that, he gets a bracha. He could have easily have paid back in the same volume of Te'enim that he stole, and that would have been exactly to the penny the value of the Te'enim that he stole. And then the Kohen is stuck with the Te'enim and he has to find a buyer for it, run around. But instead, he was really a good guy. He says, I'm going to pay you the same value, if he dumb him, but I'm going to pay it to you in something that's very easily marketed, and then, namely, tomorrow. So for that, he gets a bro. Now let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Tnan ha'ochel tmuras chametz bePesach b'shalgeg." If a person eats truma b'shalgeg, and it happened to be chametz and it's Pesach, is mishalem keren v'chomesh? The normal payment, in order for a person who is a zar and he ate truma to achieve kapara, he's got to pay 100% and then add another chomesh. Now, wait a second. From a value perspective, what did he steal from the Kohen? What was the market value of truma's chomesh on Pesach? Zippo. Iyarit bishleim, I can understand lefi mido mishalim shapir. We're going to say that for a kapara, he has to replace the exact volume of truma that he ate. Ela I amrit lefi dami mishalim. If the machayev of keren v'chomesh is theft, meaning replace the value that you stole, is chometz pesach par dami mu? The Gemara asks a rhetorical question: does chometz have any market value? What do you do with chometz? The Gemara is assuming that chometz is aser b'ana. You can't feed it to your dog. You can't sell it to a guy. What value does it have in the fluffy dami mishalim if he's chayv as a gazlan who stole something that's worthless doesn't have to pay back? Gemara says, in. You know what? You can sell chametz on the market. Why? Hamani, because the author of this brisa is none other than Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, whose shita we had at the very beginning of our perek, that chametz is bepesach, is mutar b'ana. Right, because Rabbi Yosef Glili said, it said, L'cha, Shalcha, and therefore chametz is mutar b'ana. It has, therefore, a market value on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. I'll sell it to a guy. I'll get almost the full value of the chametz. And therefore, even if I hold that a zar who eats truma pays lefi damim, this trumas chametz is worth something, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that chametz is mutar b'ayma. So Gemara says, Ihachi, you can square with the resha of the Mishnah, but ema seifa. Let's take a look at the seifa. The seifa says, the mazid, he deliberately, in full awareness of the fact that he was eating truma. He ate the truma. He's a non-Kohen who eats truma. Potem in a tashlumim umidmei etzim. He doesn't have to pay any payment. Not only does he not have to pay for the truma, he doesn't even have to pay for the truma's worth as fuel. Truma, if you dry it, if it's grains, you might be able to use it as fuel. He doesn't even have to pay as etzim, as if it were wood. E, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, amai potem in a tashlumim umidmei etzim. I can't figure this out. The man ate a Kohen's truma b'mezid, deliberately. He's an absolute thief. And you'll tell me, well, the truma's not worth anything because it's chametz on Pesach. We're going now, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You can use the truma for many different things, and even as fuel to replace etzim. It certainly has a market value. Why does it say these potter? And the Gemara answers, that don't ask me any questions from the Seifa. I have no problem with the Seifa. Why Savala? Kireb Nechunya ben Akana. Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that we apply Kimle b'Deramine even with regard to a Misa b'Dei Shamayim. Veloye Ason from last week's Parsha of Yosef and Binyamin. Which means that even though eating Truma has an onesh misa b'dei shamayim, nevertheless, I am going to apply the principle of kim le b'deramimine, only if he's worthy, deserving of punishment. Namely, he knew full well that he was eating truma, he's a zar, that's called mezid. And Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says that if a person burns down his friend's haystack on Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur is only a chi of kares, which is a form of a heavenly punishment, nevertheless, we still say he's potter from tashlumin. He doesn't have to pay. The sanya we learned in the brayso. Rav Nechunya ben Akana oses Yom Kippurim kishabbos letashlumin. Just like if a person burns down his friend's haystack on Shabbos and he violates the malach of havara of burning, he doesn't pay for his friend's haystack because he's chayav misa b'dei adam. Rav Nechunya ben Akana applies the same halach, the same principle to Yom Kippurim, despite the fact that there's no misa b'dei adam, it's a chiyuv kares b'dei shamayim. So too, in the case of a zar who eats truma b'mezid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and Rav Nechunya is going to activate the principle of kimlev the ramine. He doesn't have to pay as a thief for consuming his friend's truma. Now the Gemara wants to suggest that this issue about whether a person, a non-Kohen who eats truma, pays lefi damim or lefi midah, is actually a machlokes tanoi. Kitanoi. Let's analyze a brisa that addresses the case of a non-Kohen who eats truma b'shogeg, and we'll see that in fact there's a machlokes in this brisa about whether lefi damim or lefi midah, mishal. We're talking about a zar. Ha'ochel trumas chametz b'pesach. And now it makes no difference whether he ate it b'mezid or b'shogeg. Potem in ha'tashlumid me'etzin divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that there's no chiv to pay in the case of trumas chametz. Now, we can analyze this. First of all, there's no lefi damim, if we assume against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we establish and maintain the premise that chametz is aser b'ano, it has no market value, so there's no reason to pay lefi damim. Now, the brisa quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that mechayev, that even though he ate something which ostensibly is worth nothing on the market, it's trumas chametz on Pesach, nevertheless he has to pay keren v'chomesh. What value does this truma have if it's chametz on Pesach? What loss did you cause, Mr. Zar, Mr. Ochel, to the kohen who owns the truma? So where is there a machayev as a thief? Amalo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Akiva Uma Hano Yeshli Ochel Truma Tmeya Bishoge Kol Yimos Hashana Shemeshalei. The premise here is, and this is based on a sugya in Hilchas Trumos, that if Truma contracted Tuma and a Zar ate the Truma, he pays Keren V'Chomesh. Why does he pay Keren V'Chomesh? Truma Tmeya has to be burnt. It has no value. There's no one on the face of the earth who's allowed to eat Truma Tmeya. And yet, you have to pay for Truma Tmeya. This is in the sixth parak of Masechta Trumas in the Mishnah at the very beginning of that parak. Now, let's understand that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in this argument against Rabbi Akiva, is really not being totally fair, because Truma Tmeya is not the same as Trumas Chametz BePesach. Truma Tmeya, no doubt, is also Vachila. But it's Mutar V'Hanah, and it has value on the market. You can sell it as fuel, as we said before, L'Adlaka L'Asaka. Masha'en Ken Chametz. Chametz BePesach, if we assume like the Chachamim of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, is Aser V'Hanah. And therefore, we really understand very well Rabbi Akiva's position here, that he's part of Itashlumin, because what kind of a gazlin are you to steal chametz on Pesach, which is also manor, it has no value. Don't equate that with Truma Tmeya. Omalos, Rabbi Akiva responds to this argument of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Loim Amarta, don't compare it to the case of Truma Tmeya, Bishar Yimos Hashana, which is not chametz. Afal pisha ein bo heter achila, the Torah doesn't allow the kohen to eat the truma tmeya, but yesh lo bo heter hasaka. The Torah allows you, while you're burning the truma, to put your pot of food on top of the fire and heat up your pot, cook the contents of the pot with the fire that's coming out of truma tmeya. It's mutar v'hanah, therefore it has a value on the market as fuel. Hence, the Mishnah that we mentioned earlier in Trumos, that the Tzar who eats Truma Tmeya has to pay Keren V'Chomesh. Tomar Bozeh, where's your analogy to the case of Trumas Chomesh V'Pesach? She'en lo bo heter lo achila lo hasaka. There's no heter. It's Osir Banah. If you have Chomets and you want to burn the Chomets and cook your pot on top of that fire, you're not allowed to do so. And, says Rabbi Akiva, I'll give you a mashal. I'll give you an equation, an analogy. Lema ze dome. I'm going to compare it to another case where you can get absolutely no benefit from the truma. L'trumas tusim v'anovim shenitma. What happens if you have truma tmeya and you can't use it for a sukkah? It just won't burn. And why is it? Because it's tusim v'anovim. These are various berries and grapes that are full of liquids. You can't use it as a fuel. Ein lo ba lo heta achila v'lo heta hasaka. Theoretically, in the conceptual world, you would be allowed to use these tusim v'rimonim of truma tmeya for hasaka purposes. But in the reality, it won't cash in. You know, it just won't take on fire. So therefore, it has no value. And in such a case, certainly, the Tzar who ate tusim v'rimonim of truma tmeya would not pay the kohen a single dime, because the tusim v'rimonim are valueless. They cannot be eaten because truma tmeya is also v'achila. You can't use it as a sukkah because they're too wet to catch flame. So to summarize, what we have here in this brisa is a record of a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva in the case of Achilas Truma, whether you pay in the case of Chametz Lefi Damim. Rabbi Akiva says, Lefi Damim, there's no value whatsoever on the market to Chametz, and therefore the Truma's Chametz being valueless is not stolen, and Lefi Damim Mishalim, there's no Damim. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri on the other hand says you have to pay for truma that you ate b'shogeg, and you pay l'fi mida. So even though the truma's chametz is worthless on the market, and as far as gzeil is concerned, he didn't steal a dime, but nevertheless he has to pay because the halacha is l'fi mida mishalim. He's got to replace that mida, that volume, with another volume. Which means that essentially, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the machayev of tashlume truma in the case of a zar is kapara. He needs a kapara for his violation. It's not a machayev of gzela. The Brisa continues. But medvar memurim, when do we assume that if you have a mitzius, a reality of truma, of truma schomets with Pesach, and you want to know whether he schayev to pay? If he's a zar that ate this trumas chametz, you have to know one thing. That this whole discussion, this whole debate that's recorded in the Braisa between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri regarding a zar who eats trumas chametz on Pesach, how did it become truma? The Gemara says, b'mafrish truma v'hichmitza. He had tevel, he was mafrish truma before it became chametz. So that if he's, or for example, if you have chametz before Pesach, aval b'mafrish trumas chametz b'Pesach. Let's say, for example, he had wheat and it already fermented; it was leavened bread, and he hadn't yet taken off truma. In such a case, the reakol eino kedosha. Everybody would agree that in such a case, lo chala oleha truma kedushas truma. Now, this is true even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Chometz with Pesach is Mutter Bano. And the Gemara later on, not on this daf, but tomorrow's daf, Mirtz Hashem, is going to explain why. Why is it that if you were Mafrish Truma from Chometz on Pesach, it's not Chal, it's not Truma at all. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it has to do with the fact that the Mechayev of Tashlumei Truma is with something that can be replaced, and we'll see soon how the Gemara works that out. Now the Gemara quotes another Braisa. And once again, this Braisa addresses the case of a Zar Shachal Truma Bishogeg, and this Truma, it was Roy, it was not Chametz, and the Gemara says the following. If it wasn't Chametz, then when the Tzar replaces the Truma that he ate with grains, Peros, that can become Truma, that's fine. However, what about the case where the Tzar ate Truma's Chametz? And he's now replacing it in such a way that it cannot become truma because chametz cannot become truma. And the Braisa Darshan's of Pasuk in Vayikruch of Beis, it says, V'nosan l'koheines ha-kodesh. And it sounds like you have to pay the Kohen with something that could become kodesh. Dovar aroy lios kodesh. In other words, you can give him something, you will pay him something that can be chal trumas kodesh. Prat, to the exclusion of li'ochel trumas chametz b'pesach. According to this Tana, whose opinion is recorded in the Braisa, in the case of a zar who ate trumas chametz b'pesach, if he would pay him on Pesach, by replacing the truma with grains, then lo tochel al tashlumin kedushas truma. If he's going to give him grains that are chametz to replace the chametz that he ate, which was truma, then those grains that he's replacing, he's giving now, cannot become sanctified with kedushas truma. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the first Tana in this Braisa, says, Potem in a tashlumin in me'etzim. He doesn't pay because he's not able to pay something that can be a replacement and become truma like the truma that he ate. Rabbi Eliezer Chasma Mechayev. We have another person whose name is very similar, not Eliezer, but Elazar, And he says that he has to pay for the Trumas Chametz for Pesach that he ate B'shoget. And he's got to pay what we call a Keren and a Chomesh. He's got to pay the principal and add a Chomesh. The Braisa continues to record the dialogue back and forth. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov l'Rab Lozer Chasma v'chima hano yeshlov bo. How can you tell me that he has to pay, the Tzar has to pay for eating Trumas Chometz on Pesach, as if to say that he caused a hefseid to the Kohen? What hefseid? What loss did the Kohen suffer? What hano could have theoretically the Kohen have enjoyed from Chometz on Pesach? To such an extent that now it's called a hefseid. Amalo Rab Lozer Chasmo Rab Lozer Eliezer ben Yaakov, chima no yeshal liochel truma tmeo b'shayimos hashono shemeshalim. We have a mishnah in trumas that paskins that you have to pay for truma tmeo. What benefit could he have from truma tmeo? Omalo, an argument that we are familiar with from Rabbi Akiva. Now it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in this brisa who turns to Rabbi Eliezer Chasman. He says to him, lo em amarta b'truma tmeo b'shayimos hashono afal pishein lo boheta achilo, even though the Kohen is enjoined from eating Truma Tmeya, but Yeshlo Bo Heter Ano Hasaka, he can benefit from it by using it as fuel. It's Tomer Bazu. What's the analogy to Trumas Chometz? She'ein Lo Bo Heter Achilo V'lo Heter Hasaka. He cannot use and benefit from the Trumas Chometz in any shape or form, not by eating it and not even as fuel, because it's also Ano. And therefore it has no value. Amalo, so Rabbi Lozer Chasma responds to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and he says, Af Bazu, even in the case of Trumas Chometz and Pesach, Yesh Lo Bo Heter Hasaka. Shem Rotza Kohen, Meritza Lefnei Kalbo, O Masika Tachas Tavshil. And what Rabbi Lozer Chasma is telling him, that I accept the Shita of Rabbi Yosei HaGlili, that Chometz and Pesach is Mutar Bano. And therefore, I can feed it to my dog, or I can use it as fuel. And therefore, Chometz bePesach, since it's mutar b'ano, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Rabbi Lozer Chasma, the truma has its value on the market, and therefore, the Tzar, who is mafsid the truma, which had a value, has to pay the Kohen, both Keren v'Chomesh. And here we turn to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Abaye is going to explain a machlokas here that's recorded in the Braisa between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the other Tanoim. Omer Abaye, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kulu svir lehu chametz bepesach oser ba'ano. All these Tanoim reject Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and they stand on one side of the equation, as opposed to Rabbi Lozer Chasma, who accepted Rabbi Yosi Aglili. All these Tanoim agree that chametz bepesach is oser ba'ano. If that be the case, it has no value on the market. That's why Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva both repeat their argument that there is no chiv tashlumin in this case, because the essence of tashlume truma is gzela, and there's no gzela in trumas chometz, which is osur b'ano, has no value for the kohen. Says Abai, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that you do have to pay under these circumstances, he doesn't disagree with Rabbi Akiva in terms of Chometz bePesach being Osir Bano, but rather Baha Pligi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's argument, his position against Rabbi Akiva, is Lefi Mida Mishalim. The Rabbi Akiva Savar Lefi Dome Mishalim, that the parsha of Tashlume Truma, in the case of a Zara that eats Truma, exhausts itself in Gzela. And there's no gzela in the case of chametz, which is valueless on the market. It has no hana. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri sovra lefi midah mishalim. And therefore, as a chiyuv kapara, he has to replace the truma, not lefi domim, it has no value, not b'toras gzela, it has no value, but b'toras kapara. As a kapara, he's got to replace that volume of truma. The Gemara says, pshita, what is Abaye adding to us that we wouldn't have known? And the truth is that Abaye is adding something important, because we could have said, possibly, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is mechayev the Tzar who eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach, because he holds, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Chametz on Pesach has value. But he's on the same side of the equation as Rabbi Akiva, and he also agrees that Lefi Damim is Shalim, but there is Damim in Chametz, because Chametz is Mutabar Na, like Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, Ma'o de Tema, I would have thought, if not for Abaye, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Nami ki Rabbi Akiva Svirale, Diyomer Lefi Damim is Shalim, the Machayev of Tashlumei, Truma is theft, is Gzela. But, Hasam Hainu Taim Deko Machayev, you're asking why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that a Ochel Truma is Chametz Pesach pays Karen v'chomish, mishum desavar like Rabbi Yossi, aglili, diomar yichomish pesach mutar ba'ano. Kamash malon, this is what Abaye wants to tell you, nein. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees to the shitas chachomim, that chomish pesach is osur ba'ano. The reason why he's mechayev the zar to pay tashlumei truma is because he holds lufi mina mishalim, and the mechayev is essentially kapora, it's not a mechayev of gzela. Now, Abaye has not yet given us any clue as to how he knows that this is the correct interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Maybe I could counter-argue that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Enochinami Lefi Domi Mishalim, but here he's a gossip because the Chometz is worth something on the market, it's Mutabar No. V'yem Alchinami, the Gemara says, Imkein, says Abaye, if it's true that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri accepted the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that Chometz is Mutar Ba'Noah, is Nehedele Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva attacked Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and he said, what Hanah can you get from Trumas Chometz that you say that the Tzar has to pay the Kohen? He should have given the same answer that Rabbi Lozer Chasma gave. Ki hechi de mahadele Rabbi Lozer Chasma, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Eliezer ben Chasma, how can you mechayev him to pay for Trumas Chometz? It has no value. And Rabbi Eliezer Chasma answered him, he can feed it to his dog, he can use it as fuel, because I hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And that's not what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri answered to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri answered to Rabbi Akiva that it's Lefi Domim Mishalim, meaning that you took a volume of truma and you ate it, you're a czar, you have to replace it. He didn't give him an answer that it's mutar ba'ano, it has a value. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds lefi mida mishalim. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, ochel kezayis truma mishalim keren v'chomesh abashol omer ad shehebo shove pruta. This Braisa records a fundamental machlokes about the chiyuv keren v'chomesh. Under what conditions are you chayev to pay keren v'chomesh? Now, we're not talking here about trumas chometz on Pesach. We're talking about ochel stam truma. He eats truma the whole year round. He's a czar. And the question is, what is the minimum minimum amount of truma that the Tzar ate in order to be chayev to pay keren v'chomesh? The Tanakhama holds that it depends on achila. The Torah has an objective, this is what we call Lachal Moshe Misinai, standard or minimum of achila. And that's called Ein Achila Pachos Mikizayis. If the Tzar is paying Keren V'chomish for Achila, then you have to guarantee me, says the Tanakhama, that he ate at least a Kizayis volume of Truma, and therefore he implemented an Achila. Abishol says no. He's paying as what we call a Nesina. Nesina means when you pay something out of pocket. paying something out of pocket has a whole different shear. It doesn't depend at all on a kezias. We're not talking about achila. We're talking about a chiyuv mamon, a chiyuv nesina. And nesina requires a shava pruta. So theoretically you could have a piece of truma that's very valuable, like tamarim, and it might be less than a kezias worth, but it is a shava pruta. According to Abba Sholi, has to pay keren v'chomesh. According to Tanakama, if it's not a kezias worth, there's no achila, he doesn't pay keren v'chomesh. My time of the Tanakama, Amakra v'ishki yochal kodesh b'shgaga. The Torah says that when does he add this chomesh and pay this penalty to the kohen? That's only if he ate truma. Achila b'kezayis. The Torah says that less than a kezayis does not qualify as an achila, and therefore he's potter. Abishol my taima, Amakra, he looks at that pasuk, and the pasuk says, v'yosaf chamisha so'alav, v'nasan la'kohenes ha'kodesh. The Torah emphasizes nesina. And v'nasan, ein nesina, pachos mishava pruta. There's no such thing as a nesina, which is less than a pruta. And this is true in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Now the Gemara is going to throw it the other way around. V'iduch nami, what's Abishol going to do? Haksiv, it says yochal. And the Torah establishes that ein achila pachos mikizayis. Hahu, that pasuk of yochal, prat lemazik hu diosa. That comes to exclude a case where the Tzar, instead of eating the truma, he destroyed the truma. And in such a case, he is potter from chomesh. He doesn't have to add the extra penalty of a chomesh. Why? Because just like anyone who's mazik someone else, he destroys his chulin, for example, he doesn't have to pay an extra penalty of a chomesh. A mazik doesn't have to pay an extra chomesh. Same thing applies in a case of a mazik truma. The Tzar came in and he destroyed the kohen's truma. He pays keren, but he doesn't have to pay the additional penalty of a chomesh, and that we derive from the word achila. V'tanakama haksiv v'nasan. We know that v'nasan means a minimum of a shava pruta, and therefore, how could the Tanakama say that as long as it was a kezias, I don't care whether it's worth a pruta or not, he has to pay? Hahu, what do we do with that word v'nasan? Mi boile, we need it for something else. And that is, l'davar haroi lios kodesh. When the Torah says v'nasan, it means that he doesn't have to pay unless that same identical truma, when it's replaced, will become truma. And in the case of trumas chametz, for example, since the trumas chametz could not become truma, in other words, if he replaces it with chametz, that chametz cannot become truma. We said that you can only have trumas chametz if you were mafresh the truma before it became chametz, or before Pesach. But on this case, on Pesach, it's not a dover aroi lios kodesh, and that's excluded under the word v'nasa. Another brice, Tan Rabbanan. We're learning a lot of brices today. Zar ha'ochel, a zar who's a non-kohen, b'shogeg inadvertently ate truma. And how much truma did he eat? It was pachos mikezayis. It was less than a kezayis worth of truma. Is mishalim es hakeren veinu mishalim es hachomesh. In other words, a zar is not chayv to pay the extra penalty of a chomesh for eating truma that's less than a shear of a kezayis. And lechora, this would reflect the shita of the chachamim, who derive from the word v'achal, that you have to have an achila of a kezayis in order to be chayv that extra chomesh. Hechi dami, the Gemara asks, what's the case? Ida les beishava pruta. If I'm assuming that this very small volume of truma, which is less than a kezayis, is also not valuable on the market, it's less than a shava pruta, is then keren nami lo l'shalim. The Braisa says, ain't a mishalim is a chomesh, implying that he's a gazlan, but he doesn't get that extra penalty of a chomesh to boot on top, because it was less than a kezayis worth. But now you're telling me it's even less than a pruta's worth. In such a case, he wouldn't even have to pay the keren, because there's no chiyuv of tashlumik zeila on less than a shava pruta. You don't have to pay for stealing less than a shava pruta. By the way, in a footnote, that only applies to Yisrael. That doesn't apply to a ben noach. Anyway, so the Gemara says, V'i isba shava pruta, but now you're forced to say that it is a shava pruta. Is en chomesh nami l'shalem? This is a case of a zar shachal truma b'shogi. He should be paying not only Karen, but he should be paying chomesh as well. So the Gemara answers, li olam de isba shava pruta afilu hachi came to lesba kizayis mishalim esakeren veinu mishalim esachomesh. This reflects the shita of the Tanakhama of Abba Shol, who said that from the word viochal, we derive the conclusion ish kiyochal that less than a kizayis you don't pay the additional penalty of a chomesh. You will pay the Karen, and the reason why you pay the Karen is because it's worth a pruta, and that's gzela. So b'toras chiv gzela, you have to pay the Karen, but you will be exempt from paying the additional penalty of a chomesh because the Torah says kiyochal, and we derive from kiyochal that it's got to be, in order to be mechayev you, the extra penalty of a chomesh, an achilus yesh ba shir kizayis. Now, I just want to add a comment of my own here. I thought I would find this somewhere in the commentaries, but I didn't. It would seem to me that in this case of the Tanakhama, where he ate a shava pruta but less than a kizayis, and he pays as a gazlan the keren, because it has a value of a pruta, it would seem to me that this case would certainly be lefi domim mishalim. He would not pay lefi mida, because here he's paying b'toras gazlan. And the separate parasha of domim, in which the Torah adds the penalty of a chomesh, that only applies if he ate a kezayis. Here he ate less than a kezayis. And that's what it seems to my mind. Amrua rabbanan kamei d'rav papa. And they mentioned this brisa to rav papa. And he said, and they added a comment, and they said, "Ha de lo kabashol," because according to kabashol, we don't derive from achila anything else than the exclusion of mazik, but we don't require a minimum of a kizayis. So even if he ate less than a kizayis, he should have to pay a chomesh. Di kabashol, ha'amar kevin sheyesh ba shavu pruta, afagav de lespa kizayis. Even though it's less than a kizayis, as long as it has a shavu pruta, he has to pay both keren and chomesh. And therefore this brisa must reflect the shita of the Tanakhama. The reason why he's exempt from paying a chomesh is because it's less than a kizayis. And the Chachamim, the Tanakhama derives from the pasuk kiyochal, that if a person eats truma and it's less than a kizayis, then he pays just the keren if it's worth a shava pruta, but he doesn't pay for the chomesh. Amalahu Rapapa. Rapapa says, you know what? We could even square with Abba Shol. Now, Rav Papa is going to add a whole new dimension and shed a whole new light on Abba Shol. And I'm just warning you, fellas, don't get too excited about it, although Lumdish, it's very exciting, but the Gemara is going to actually ultimately reject this Rav Papa. So let's not get too attached. But conceptually, it's a beautiful, beautiful Chiddush. Rav Papa says, Afilu Tema Abba Shol. Even if we want to reconcile this brisa with Abba Shol, so that in a case where the Tzar ate less than a kizayis of Truma, he's potter from Chomesh, he pays Keren because it's worth a Shava Pruto, Abba Shol Tarti Boy. A new interpretation of Shitas Abba Shol. Abba Shol was of the opinion that in order to be Chayv Keren and Chomesh, you need two things. You need, number one, a Shava Pruta, because Abba Shol dash in the Pasuk Ven Nasan, and Ein Nesin Apokos Mi Shava Pruta. But you also need a Kiyochal, and Kiyochal means you need a Kezayis. So according to Abba Shol, if you're missing one of two conditions, then you won't pay the additional penalty of the Chomesh. If it's either less than a Kezayis, or it's less than a Shava Pruta, you don't pay that additional penalty. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, we cannot accept this interpretation of Abba Shol. Me, boy, Abba Shol Tarti. How can you possibly justify that position? That Abba Shol requires both a Shava Pruta and a Shira Kizayis. For Tanan, we have a Mishnah. And In the footnote, he says that there's a mistake here. It shouldn't say Tnan. It's really a Toseft. It's really a Braisa. Abishol Omer. We're talking about a Zara that ate Truma Bishogeg. Es Sheyesh Bo Shoveh Pruta Chayev B'Tashlumin. If the value on the market of this Truma is a Shoveh Pruta, then he pays Karen V'Chomesh. V'Yesh'ein Bo Shoveh Pruta. Eino Chayev B'Tashlumin. Which means that Abishol based himself on the Pasuk V'Nasan. And V'Nasan requires an Asina of a Shoveh Pruta. Amru lo, the Chacham said to Abishol, as recorded here in this Tosefta, lo amru shavah pruta el le'inyan me'ila bilvad. In the case of me'ila, where a person embezzles hegdesh, and he's chayev to pay for me'ila because of gzela, he's stealing from hegdesh, there the Torah doesn't say he ate the hegdesh. Whatever he did, he stole the hegdesh. He has to pay. If the Hegdesh took a loss of something that could be sold on the market, it has a value, a minimum value of a Shoveh Pruta. Avo l'truma, eino chayev ad sheyehebo kizayis. We need a shear of achila, and achila means kizayis. So why do you, Abishol, tell us that whether or not the Zahar Shochel Truma b'shogeg is chayev depends upon whether it's a Shoveh Pruta? The Isa from Papa is correct that even Abishol says you're not chayev until you have an achila, and it's not enough to have a shoveh pruta. We have two conditions. It's got to have to be a shear of kizayis, a minimum of kizayis. He requires in addition to kizayis shoveh pruta. So then, when the Chachamim are arguing against Abishol, and they're being more lenient than Abishol, right? Because they hold that all you need is a shear of kizayis. Then they shouldn't have said Eino Chayev Ad Sheyehebo Kizayis, implying that they are being machmir, and they're saying that it's not enough to have a shear of a Shoveh Pruta, as you would say, but rather we need a shear of Kizayis. That's not a good language, because even Abishol agrees that that requirement of Kizayis applies. He only added Nesina of a Shoveh Pruta to the Achila of a Kizayis. But rather, what they should have said was, Kevan Sheyeshbo Kizayis, Mi boile. They should have said that it's enough that it has a kizayis and he doesn't require a shoveh pruta. Tiuvta, so Gemara rejects our pup, and therefore the maskana, the final conclusion is that Abishol doesn't require a shear of kizayis at all. And when we said earlier that a zar who eats pachas mi kizayis doesn't pay the chomesh, that's against Abishol, because Abishol doesn't require a kizayis. He just doesn't have the halacha of achila as a requirement. All he requires is that it be a shoveh pruta. V'afra papa hadar bay. Rapapa himself actually rescinded his original position, his interpretation of Abishol. And lamaskana, he agrees, he consents that according to Abishol, all you need for achilas truma is a shoveh pruta. There's no additional condition that it be a shear of kizayis. The Gemara now brings a braisa with a whole discussion back and forth between Amoraim as to how to interpret this braisa. Rapop is amongst them. This sanya we learned in a braisa, another braisa. And now we're talking about Me'ila Behegdesh. The Torah says in Vayikra He, in the parsha of Me'ila, the Torah says, and I'll read to you the whole pasuk. It says, "V'nefesh ki simol ma'al v'chata b'shkagah mikodshei Hashem v'evias hashamol Hashem ayel tamim min atzon." So, a person who's mol behegdesh has to bring what's called an asham me'ilos, and it says, "V'chata b'shkagah me'ila generates a chiyuv karban asham only in the case of a shogeg prat lemezid." A mezid does not bring a carbon me'ila, a carbon asham me'ila, because the Torah says, v'chata'a b'shkaga. Now, the implication is that if we did not have those extra words, v'chata'a b'shkaga, we would have extended the parsha of Chiv Me'ilav Karban Asha Me'ilos to include even a case of a mezid. So the Gemara asks, why do I need that? I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Valodinu. I could have derived this exact same conclusion logically from a Kal V'chomer, that a Moel B'mezid, if he had done it deliberately, he certainly parted from a Karban. How so? Uma Shar Mitzvos. In other words, in general, when you violate a mitzvah's losas, let's say, for example, a person eats chelev, or he eats dam. Okay, these are what we call averos chamuros, shechayev bohen kares. Both in the case of chelev and dam, if you eat them, you're chayev kares. And poter bohen es hamezid. And yet we know that if he eats chelev or dam, b'mezid, he's poter from a karban. Had he done it b'shoge, he didn't realize it was chelev. He thought it was shuman, and he mistakenly ate it, he would be chayav a karban. But if he deliberately ate chelev, he's potter from a karban. It's how much more so me'ila she'ein bakares, in a case of someone who misappropriates hegdesh and takes it for himself, he's not chayav kares. Is enodin she potar es hamezid, certainly the mezid should be potter. In other words, if in the chomerdikah case of chelev, he doesn't bring a karban when he eats it deliberately, then in the less chomer case of me'ila, certainly he would not have to bring a karban asham me'ilos if he was a mezid. And the Gemara and the Bryce itself rejects this argument. Look, this Kal V'chomer is not a valid Kal V'chomer. We need the Torah to go out of its way explicitly to say V'chata B'shkaga. Why? Im Amarta V'shar Mitzvos. If you're going to tell me that there's no Karban B'mezid in the case of Chelev, Sheken Lo Chiyav Bahen Misa. Misa here means B'dei Shamayim. At this point, the Braisa thinks the reverse of what it held before when it approached and formulated the Kal V'chomer, that in a scale in which you weigh the following two onshin, for the case of Me'ila, he's chayev misa b'dei shamayim. For the case of Chelev, he's chayev kares. And the Gemara now raises the possibility that a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim is more severe than a chiyuv kares. And therefore, you can't tell me that just because mezid in kares, meaning in chelev, is potter from a karban, therefore ipso facto, me'ila is going to be potter from a karban in the case of mezid, because me'ila is more chamur than chelev. Chelev only incurs a chiyuv kares, whereas me'ila incurs a chiyuv misa. I would say it this way. Kares means he'll die before the age of 60. Misa b'dei shamayim might mean that he'll die before the age of 50. He will die before his time. So it's theoretically possible that misa b'dei shamayim is more chamur than kares. Because in kares he could live till 59.9. But in misa b'dei shamayim he might very well die before that. And therefore your kal v'chomer is completely upshlucked. And therefore, the Braisa concludes, Talmud Lomer Bishgaga Prat Le Moel B'mezid, that a Moel B'mezid is not chayev to bring a Karban Hashem Me'ilos, and I cannot derive it from, through a Kal V'chomer from Chelev, because Chelev is Kal, and Me'ila is Chomer. Chelev only generates a Chiyuv Kares, whereas Me'ila generates a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's more Chomer. Now, it's interesting. Initially, the Braisa presented the Kal V'chomer, and therefore the Braisa laid down the premise that Kares is more Chomer than Misa B'dei Shamayim, and then the Braisa makes an about-face and concludes that perhaps Misa B'dei Shamayim is more Chomer than Kares. So now the Amoraim are going to come to interpret this Braisa. Omale Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Oven Hai Tana Me Kara Alimale Kares of the Sof Alimale Misa. Very strange, he says, that initially The Tanakhama had no compunctions and assumed as a Dover Pasha that Karis is more Chamor than Misa B'dei Shamayim. And that's how it established the Kavah Chamor to Me'ilah, from Chelev to Me'ilah. And then, all of a sudden, the Braisa woke up and rejects that premise, presenting the exact opposite view, that Misa B'dei Shamayim is more Chamor than Karis. Amalei, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Oven explains as follows. Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tana of the Braisa had in mind. Yeah, it's true. Kares is definitely more chamur than Misa B'dei Shemayim. But, lo, you cannot possibly derive Me'ila from Chelev with a Kal V'chomer, because there's one side that Me'ila is more chamur than Chelev. Why? Imam Ata B'Shar Mitzvos. Let's say, for example, if he eats Chelev, and if he ate it, maize, he doesn't bring a carbon. That's because shekain lo chiv ba misa bepachos mikizayis. There's no chiv of chelev to bring a carbon, even in the case of shogig, for example, unless he ate a kizayis. And let's say he ate a kizayis of chelev b'maize, he's chayav misa for that. Is tomar b'me'ila? Me'ila has a chumrah, shechayav and misa b'pachos mikizai. So when the Braisa says tomar b'me'ila, quote, shechayav and misa, it wasn't referring to the punishment of misa b'dei shamayim, which clearly, according to this Braisa, is on a lower level, is less severe than kares. But when the Braisa said me'ila shechayav and misa, it meant Chayav ben Misa bepachos mikizayis. In other words, that Me'ila is a chiv gzela, and gzela is generated by a shavapruta. It doesn't matter whether the shavapruta was a kizayis. You can have less than a kizayis. We gave the case of dates before, and it's still worth a pruta. So therefore, in a case of less than a kizayis, in Me'ila, if it's worth a pruta, he's going to be chayav as a moel b'agdish. Masha'enken in chelev, there's no such thing. In chelev, the barest minimum is a kizayis. Less than a kizayis could be worth $1,000. It's not a machayav in chelev. V'yomer lei, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says to Rav Chiya, tanuak daitcha she'inachtas dati. In other words, you can rest assured and be very comfortable and confident that you have calmed me down. In other words, I accept your interpretation of the Braisa. V'yomer lei, and Rav Chiya Bar Oven responds to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he says, "My nichusa." He says to him, "Are you really serious now that you say I calmed you down as if there are no issues in this Braisa, and the Braisa now can maintain perfect integrity?" No. It's really not my embellishment, interpretation of the Braisa should not calm you down. Why? The Rabbi Rav Sheshes Shadu Beinarga. Shadu Beinarga is a phrase that, they took an axe and they cut it down, meaning they gave an absolute slug up, an answer against what I said. Uman Shamitle. Man Shamitle di Omar. Here we're on the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Hazid b'me'ila b'misa b'dei shamayim is Rebbe he, the author of this Braisa, who maintains that for a violation of me'ila yachayv misa b'dei shamayim is no one other than Rebbe. Desanya hazid b'me'ila Rebbe omer b'misa b'dei shamayim chacham omer b'azhara. According to chachamim, he can get maximum malchus, but he doesn't get misa. So Rebbe holds that for a mezid in Me'ilah, you get a punishment of Misa B'dei Shamayim. This Braisa is Rebbe. Umay time of the Rebbe. And what was the logic of Rebbe? Di Amar Rabbi Yavo. Gomar Chet Chet Mitruma. Rebbe has a Gzeres Shava between Me'ilah and Truma. And within the context of that Gzeres Shava, Ma Truma B'Misa, Af Mila B'Misa. Fine. So Rebbe derives from a gzeir shava between Me'ila and Truma that Yochayev Misa B'dei Shamayim for Me'ila. Huh. Once we have that gzeir shava, then Minei, we have to be very consistent, and we have to derive the conclusion that Ma Truma B'Kizayis, because in Truma there's a Lashon Achila, we're going according to the Tanakhama of Abishol, is af me'ila, the shiur, the minimum shiur of me'ila to be chayv misa, is going to be a kezayis. And this argument of Rav and Rav Sheshes against me, so says Rav Chiya, is an absolutely, it's a winner of an argument. You can't explain the sefer the way I wanted to suggest, that lo imamayta b'shar mitzvah shekein lo chiyav ba misa b'pachas mikizayis, tomar b'me'ila shechayav ba misa b'pachas mikizayis, that the mechayav of mila as a chumrah is that yechayav for me'ila less than a kizayis as long as it's worth a shavah pruta. That can't be true, because this price is authored by Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that just like in Truma, you're only chayav in Truma for an achila of a kezayis, minimum of kezayis, so to a me'ila, you're not chayav misa on less than a kezayis. Just at the end of the shir, I wanted to add something about Abishol. Abishol's opinion is that a zar shochal, Truma is not chayav unless there's a shavah pruta. How much is exactly a shavah pruta? At the time of Chazal, the smallest coin on the market was a pruta. And that's the equivalent, the Gemara says, the beginning of Kiddushin, to Shminis Me'isar. And the pruta is a sheer moment for all Dini Torah. And any value less than a pruta is not considered mama. Now today, when they are Mishire, the Mishkal of a pruta, how much is the weight of a pruta? It's 1/40th of a gram of silver. Now, from the language of the Braisa says, Ad sheyebo shove pruta, it would seem that it's not enough to have a kezayis, it's got to also be a shove pruta. But that's not true, because according to Abishol, all you need is a shove pruta, even if it doesn't have a kezayis. We rejected Rav Papa's tarte. So we're going to have to say that this language is lav dafka. And the reason why Abishol holds that you're not chayv in truma unless it has a minimum of shavah pruta, we're going to derive it from Xeris Sakosuv. It's not a svara. And not only according to the Mandiyomer who says lefi mida mishalim, there's no room for such a svara to be mechalik between pruta and pachas mishavah pruta. Even if you hold lefi dama mishalim, there's a logical, compelling argument that you don't need that the truma be shava pruta, which, according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't have to be a shava pruta. And that's true even if you hold lefi dami mishalim. It doesn't have to be a shava pruta. Now, according to Abishol, if a person eats Trumat's Chametz Pesach B'Shogeg, if the Chametz on Pesach is Osir Banah, he would not have to pay anything. Because even if you hold a Fimida Mishalim, you need a Shava Pruta. That's Abishol's insistence, which he derives from Gzeres HaKosu V'Nosan. Therefore, when the Gemara said back on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, that the Mishnah, which establishes that Yechayev for eating Trumas Chametz is because Lefi Mida Mishalim, and the Gemara works that out even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's against Abishol, because Abishol has an absolute requirement of a Shavah Pruta, and we're holding that Chametz Pesach is also about no. Now, according to Abishol, the Iser and the Chiv Misa to an Ochel B'mezid depends upon Shavah Pruta. It would not seem that the law would change as far as the Chiv Misa is concerned for a Zar Shachal Truma B'mezid, and everything depends upon a Shir of Shavah Pruta. However, there is one school of thought that according to Abishol, in the case of Mezid, everything depends upon the Shir Kizayis. And that in itself requires a great deal of analysis. Now, the Torah says we're called Zara lo yochal kodesh, and that pasuk, which is going to be so relevant here to the machlokas between Abishol and Tanakama, is referring not to hegdesh but rather to truma. That's what the word kodesh refers to. Now, what we're left with here is Rebbe Shita with a gzera shava chet chet mitruma. In truma, it says v'shamos mishmarti v'lo yisu alai chet umesubo kiyichaluhu. And that word chet that appears in the parsha of truma also appears in the parsha of meila. And that's at the beginning of Vayikra. It says, Nefesh ki simol mal vichat abishkaga mikodshe Hashem. So since it says chet in truma and chet in me'ila, we derive a gzereshava one to the other. And from this gzereshava of chet mitruma, we derive two different halachas. Number one, truma is b'misa, and so to me'ila is b'misa. And number two, that truma requires a minimum of kezayis, and so to me'ila requires a minimum of kezayis. So Rebbe, who accepted this gzera shav of chet chet mitruma, and derived the conclusion that me'ila is chayv misa, he will also derive the conclusion that you're only chayv for me'ila if you eat a minimum of a kezayis.